He turned and looked at Ross with a kind of desperation.
Where is he?
When was the last time you looked into this room? Ross repeated. She pressed the bedside buzzer to call the night nurse.
About 20 minutes ago.
Ross walked to the window and looked out. The window was open, and there was a sheer drop of 7 stories to the parking lot below.
How long were you away from the door?
Look, Doc, it was only a few minutes.
How long?
I ran out of cigarettes. The hospital doesn't have any machines. I had to go to that coffee shop across the street. I was gone about 3 minutes. That was around 11:30. The nurses said they'd keep an eye on things.
Great, Ross said. She checked the bedside table and saw that Benson's shaving equipment was there, his wallet, his car keys, all there. The nurse stuck her head in the door, answering the call.
What is it now?
We seem to be missing a patient, Ross said.
I beg your pardon?
Ross gestured to the plastic bags in the bed. The nurse reacted slowly, and then turned quite pale.
Call Dr. Ellis, Ross said, and Dr. McPherson and Dr. Morris. They'll be at home. Have the switchboard put you through. Say it's an emergency. Tell them Benson is gone. Then call hospital security. Is that clear?
Yes, doctor,
the nurse said, and hurried from the room. Ross sat down on the edge of Benson's bed and turned her attention to the cop.
Where did he get those bags?
The cop said. She had already figured that out.
One from the bedside wastebasket, she said. One from the wastebasket by the door, one from the bathroom wastebasket. 2 towels from the bathroom.
Clever, the cop said.
He pointed to the closet.
But he can't get far. He left his clothes.
Took his shoes.
A man with bandages and a bathrobe can't get far, even if he has shoes.
He shook his head.
I better call this in.
Did Benson make any calls?
Tonight?
No, last month.
Look, lady, I don't need any of your lip right now.
She saw then that he was really quite young, in his early 20s, and that he was afraid. He had screwed up, and he didn't know what would happen.
I'm sorry, she said. Yes, tonight.
He made 1 call, the cop said. About 11.
Did you listen to it?
No,
he shrugged.
I never thought.
His voice trailed off.
You know.
So he made 1 call at 11 and left at 11:30.
She walked outside to the hallway and looked down the corridor to the nurse's station. There was always somebody on duty there, and he would have to pass the nurse's station to reach the elevator. He'd never make it.
What else could he have done?
She looked toward the other end of the hall. There was a stairway at the far end. He could walk down, but 7 flights of stairs? Benson was too weak for that. And when he got to the ground floor lobby, there he'd be in his bathrobe with his head bandaged. The reception desk would stop him.
I don't get it,
the cop said, coming out into the hallway.
Where could he go?
He's a very bright man, Ross said.
It was a fact that they all tended to forget. To the cops, Benson was a criminal charged with assault, one of the hundreds of querulous types they saw each day.